This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Some top Illinois officials are celebrating President Joe Biden's new executive actions to protect undocumented immigrants from being deported. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports Mr. Biden's new policies extend protections to undocumented spouses and children of U.S. citizens. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the protections will keep families together.
So it is a fundamental right that we give everybody the opportunity to live here.
But the mayor's celebration of new protections comes as the city faces calls to end its eviction policy for migrants who are staying in city-run shelters. Johnson says the situation Chicago faces is a symptom of a broken immigration system.
You have Trumpsters who are still trying to block the full expression for families who have already contributed to our society.
Mayor Johnson reiterated calls for Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform. Christopher Columbus Elementary School in Chicago's Ukrainian Village neighborhood on the west side will soon be renamed Ruth Bader Ginsburg Elementary School. This is one of three schools where Chicago Public Schools is removing the names of racists or slave owners. Nine schools have been renamed since 2021. Students voted on the new names, and board members will vote on the changes next week. Carol Moseley Braun, the first Black woman elected to the U.S. Senate, will have a memoir out next year. Publisher Hanover Square Press says Moseley Braun's book, called Trailblazer, Perseverance in Life and Politics, is scheduled for release January 21st. Moseley Braun will look back on her career and public service, from her rise in Illinois politics to her years in the Senate in the 1990s to becoming the first Black woman appointed U.S. ambassador to New Zealand. She held that position from 1999 through 2001. Good news for the Chicago Sky today. The Sky snapping a four-game losing streak this afternoon, beating the Dallas Wings 83-72. Angel Reese set a WNBA rookie record, posting 7 double-doubles, 16 points, and 17 rebounds. And Northwest Indiana today is under an air quality alert until midnight. Indiana officials say ozone levels will be elevated and potentially unhealthy for sensitive groups, and they suggest everybody try to limit their pollution-causing activities, like driving. We do have a sunny and hot day with a high of 90 out in the suburbs, but closer to 80 degrees at the lake. We've got a wide range of temperatures today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a few showers and thunderstorms, a low in the upper 60s, and hot again tomorrow. Sunny skies on Friday, a slight chance of showers, high again in the mid-90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.